black Pentecostal churches. The drums are the first instrument. If they don't have any other instrument, they have drums. And so has a real strong feeling for having a drummer. His drummer couldn't make it. It's a long story. So he's got a little drum machine just to help him keep that beat because the way he plays, he needs that. And Sonny is from the Jewel Dominion Church. There are two church organizations that are nationwide that feature this steel guitar as the primary instrument in their church, and their service is music-driven. The music is a very, very big part of the service. And Sonny's from the Jewel Dominion. Willie was into Keith Dominion and has influenced a lot of players there, as well as the Jewel Dominion, too. So we'll get into more of that as we go. And by the way, both artists are featured on this Sacred Steel album, which is for sale. We have a few right here. They're also at the tape and CD sales areas at the Marble Stage and up on top of the hill. And you notice this handsome young man on the front. There he is. Willie Eason. Okay, Sonny, you about ready? Getting close?
A towel.
Well, I'll tell you what, as you get started, I'll see if I can round you up a towel. It's pretty warm. Sonny's, do I have a mic here? Yo, do I have a mic? Do I have a mic? Hello. Hello, hello, yeah. Whoops. While Sonny's drying off and we're getting the mic working. Hello. Still nothing. Okay. Well as praise music they use to drive the service. What you got for us next? All right, Amazing Grace. He does a very nice rendition of that. And as you notice, Sonny plays a whole lot on the bass strings. And really, when he gets really cooking in the service, he kind of does his own call and response thing. And Sonny won't play
with an electric bass because the notes of the electric bass are too close to the bass notes on his guitar. And when he really gets going, you can see that he really doesn't need a bass either. Okay. Sonny, you're down in Deerfield Beach, right? How long you been there? About 35 years. And your wife is a minister at the church there. So you basically play every week. What? How many services you have a week? And do you have two services on Sunday? And then Wednesday night, do you play on Wednesday usually? Anyhow, you can get in a lot of time real quick. No services are at least 2 hours long, 2.5 hours long. Yeah. How about this guitar? You made it?
Found this bottom piece here in the dumpster. I was riding down the street one day and I saw a nice piece of wood sticking out of the dumpster. So I drove around, parked, and the guy came out. He thought I was trying to steal something around the place. I I said, do it look like I'm trying to steal getting a piece of wood out of the dumpster? He said, well, I'm sorry. So I went home, and I went to Home Depot, and I bought this top piece here, and I bought the inlay at a craft shop. And I went home, and within a week, this is what I came out with. I took this stock off of a Fender. I took this off of a Showbud, because I own several other guitars. This is what came out of it. And I did it so quick, it's not made perfect, but it's my design, and I love how it sounds.
The big man in Sonny's church that helped establish the steel guitar tradition was Bishop Lorenzo Harrison. And Sonny, you kind of served an apprenticeship with him, didn't you, as a playing Spanish guitar, regular guitar?
Backup player, and when he didn't play the steel, I fill in for him.
For how long?
3 years. 3 years. Plus when he come to I'm really from Michigan. I'm not a native of Florida. And when we'd have our assemblies, our congregation assemblies in Michigan, I would fill in when he, wouldn't play or whatever. Wherever we went, I traveled for years, too, and wherever I meet him at, he'd ask me to play with him a lot throughout the years up until his death. Just before he died, he called me in Florida here to come and play for him. He got so he couldn't hold a bar in his hand. He passed away with kidney disease and stuff. And he called me one day and asked me, would I come play for him? And I said, I sure will. So I played until his death. Till he passed away, then I came back to Florida.
All right, you think maybe you could play us something that's along the lines of the style of the music that he's known for? By the way, Sonny just recorded a CD just a couple of weeks ago in Gainesville. It'll be out in the fall. There's going to be 3 new CDs featuring Sacred Steel players. Sonny's got his, Aubrey Gent, and from Fort Pierce, whom many of you may be familiar with, and then a new bunch, Chuck Campbell and his brothers, the Campbell brothers from Rochester, New York. And all 3 of those will be out in the fall, also on the Arhuli label. I think in that session you did a thing. It was a praise and remembrance of Lorenzo Harrison.
That wasn't his tune. We composed that in North Carolina just before he passed away, and he really loved that tune.
Think you might play it?
I really need that Spanish to bring it in.
Well, give us what you can. We'd love to hear another tune. Starting to cook. Maybe one more, Sonny, and then we'll ask Willie to come up and play a tune, and then maybe you can play one after that, and we'll talk, maybe tell some stories. Willie's always got a bunch of stories. We even got a story from today. Willie got a new guitar today. Is there a name for that last one you did? Another tune he made up. He makes them up every day. This one's Learn How to Lean and Depend on Jesus. Okay. Okay, Sonny Treadway. We're going to take just a couple minutes and squeeze Willie up here on the stage, too, and maybe they can trade off a little bit. Many years ago, 1921, I believe it was, but he left there, his family left there before he was a year old, and And he grew up in Philadelphia. But he's had a lot of influence on steel guitarists in the Keith Dominion Church, churches all over the country. And Willie started playing with the Keith Dominion. He traveled with a man named Bishop J.R. Lockley, who had a group called the Gospel Feast Party Band. And they traveled all up and down the East Coast and also into Tennessee and the Carolinas. And Willie was just a teenager then. He started young. Classic example, you know, his brother took Hawaiian guitar lessons in the late 30s, and Willie would steal his instrument when his brother, you know, wasn't around, steal a few licks on his instrument. Came up with his own way of playing. He doesn't play in a real Hawaiian style. It's got a real African-American sound to it. He tries to and does it very well. Good job of imitating the human voice. Makes his guitar say the words sometimes. Matter of fact, in the early days, he was known as Little Willie and his talking guitar. I think it was a DJ up in Macon that hung that name on him. And later years, when he retired to St. Petersburg, he opened up a barbecue restaurant, and it was called Fat Willie from Philly. Adjust that thing, Brent.
Thank you very much, Bob. I thought you were going to kind of tell the people a little bit about, you know, I don't feel comfortable because I don't have my own instrument, and I'm just taking something to make out with. Hope you good people will enjoy. And I'm very happy to be here with you. Most of my playing was done in nursing homes, sacred rooms at the hospitals, where old senior citizen would come out and wheel their chairs, whatnot. And I would remember there at Plains, Georgia, where our late President Carter, that's one of his nursing homes. And I would go there and I would play. And it was just a thrill to see these people wheel in to the sacred room. And there would be a minister there who would administer the gospel, different scriptures. And I played their request numbers, different numbers, and I enjoy them. Right here, I'm going to play one of the request numbers. An elderly lady there at the Hilton Hotel, I think it was in Ocala, and I asked for some request numbers. And it done me very good because they love those songs, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, O Rugged Cross. You know about those numbers, don't you? Let me see your hand, those that know those songs. All right. I'm going to play one of your favorite numbers. And it was a lady, she requested this. She's in her 80s. She said, in the garden, and I knew right away I came to the garden alone. And I want all you people in here that know that song, let me see your hand. And I just want to hear you hum it as I play it. And it's just going to, we all going to join in this program together. I'm going to play for you just a little bit of this number. I came to the garden alone. Thank you.
Okay, Willie, that's beautiful. You get a lot out of one string, don't you? When Willie, can you tell us a little bit about the first time you played at your brother's anniversary, and your brother played that real precise Hawaiian style?
Yes.
And Willie, you were probably just a teenager.
Yeah.
You got up and you played some of that stuff on one string.
That's right.
And what did his guitar player say about that?
Well, they told me one of the fellow that played the tenor Hawaiian. You know, he was a professor, and they asked him. He asked my brother. He says, "How in the world did the people react to one string melody? And here we is up here playing all these strings."
And you're getting all the applause, all the reaction.
I was shocked because all I was doing is playing what I knew. But let me tell you, you know, it just makes you feel good when people respond. Right now, Bob, I'd like to kind of do a little bit of a number selection that come to mind. And title of this song is "The Little Wooden Church on the Hill." I'd like to play just a verse of that. And then I'd like to follow up with just a little bit the time when Nicodemus stole to by night to try to see Jesus. Somebody spoke about Jesus, said he laid hand on the sick and gave sight to the blind. And so many people was healed through him. And they had a chance to get a chance to see Jesus in action as the power from his hands healed the sick and gave sight to the blind. And somebody said, "I never heard a man speak like this man before."
Okay.
It was in my childhood, it was many, many years ago, when the spirit of the Savior, I was filled. It was in an old-fashioned meeting, and my spirit, it lingers still. It was in that little wooden church on a hill. Let me tell you, every Sunday morning, we used to have an old family prayer, and then to the old that country wagon we would fill. And don't you know, we would start out on our journey over rough rocks and over hills, trying to make it to the little church on a hill. And when that old fashioned preacher would give out that old meter hymn, every heart with the Holy Ghost that was filled. You know, they would start out